The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
So in the Green Scene today, in spite of all the doom and gloom, there have been some wins for the planet in 2025. And I'm joined now by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Hey, Ruth, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Lovely day out there.
It's gorgeous out there. Yeah, not too busy yet.
Now, Barry did a report on sea swimming, people doing it for charity and cautioning about, you know, where to swim and where not to swim. But you've been looking at the science of sea swimming.
I have, because for years we've kind of heard some studies that possibly sea swimming or just cold water immersion, it doesn't have to be in the sea, it could be a cold shower, that it could be good for us and it could have positive impacts on our brain, on our immune system. And, you know, there has been some studies. So there was a study of over 1,000 women and they, over a third of them reported that they had improvements in their health, particularly any symptoms associated with hormonal changes. There's been some studies on small groups where people have said they have totally been able to come off antidepressants because sea swimming has really improved their mood and how they're feeling. But this is a new study. It's from the University of Bournemouth. And this is one of the first studies we have where we actually have brain scans from people after they've
been. So it's not just anecdotal.
It's not just how they feel themselves. And we know that there's a social aspect to swimming and other things that might make people feel better. But here they had 33 healthy volunteers. And after they scanned their brains before and after swimming in cold water. And what they found was changes in the way parts of the brain were communicating with each other. And these are particularly parts of the brain involved in regulating emotions and also maintaining attention. And this could explain why people do report sort of feeling calmer and more mentally alert after swimming. And there was another study, again, we hear about kind of the stress response and cortisol. This looked at people who swim three times a week and it looked at them over 12 weeks. And it found that they had lower levels overall of cortisol. And the idea here is that as you're sort of getting that fight or flight response as you get into the cold water, your body is learning how to regulate that more effectively through the cold water swimming. And we may be then carrying that through into other aspects of our life. So while again, we don't have a sort of silver bullet study to show us that swimming is good for us. Anyone that's thinking that they're well enough to jump into the sea tomorrow, they might be getting some benefits for their body and their brain.
But make sure that you're not alone.
And make sure you're not alone. And of course, if you do have, you know, a heart condition or high blood pressure, it's important to get checked out.
Now, as we come towards the end of 2025, you want to bring us some of the good news stories about the planet and climate in 2025. And there are a few.
There are a few. And look, you know, 2025, it probably won't be the hottest year on record, but it might be the second or third hottest year on record. And we've all heard about the wildfires, the floods, the storms. But there is some good news. So in the first half of 2025, for the first time, renewables surpassed coal as the way we're getting our electricity. So that's not all our energy, but it is a significant part of our energy. Particularly in China, we found they actually have a reduction in emissions for the first time this year. So they're the biggest emitter, but there's a reduction in emissions because of renewables. And that's happening even with GDP growth. So that's the first time that paradigm has shifted, that you can have economic growth without more emissions. And I suppose that's just a reflection of what's happening all over the world. In around 80% of the countries, we see more renewable energy going onto the grid. That's happening in Ireland and it's happening in the UK. So we're getting more and more electricity from renewables than we ever were before.
Which is good news. Now, what about biodiversity and creatures that were endangered by the changing climate?
Yeah, and of course, look, there will be many, many species that are still in real trouble, but we are seeing some improvements. So COP happened in Brazil this year, and for the first time, we're seeing deforestation reducing slightly. So in the part of the Amazon that Brazil owns, deforestation dropped by 11%. So the rate of losing trees is going down. And when it comes to some of the species, we saw a really great story about green sea turtles. And it seems like an overnight success, but this is really decades of conservation. These turtles were hunted for their eggs, their shells, their meat. But you know, really dedicated conservationists have protected little hatchlings on the beach. So they've fenced off beaches. You'll often hear about volunteers just going to protect the little hatchlings as they get out to sea. And they've also looked at fishing nets and to see how we can prevent the adults being collected. So they've come back from a critical status to much, much healthier. And I think the other success story, and it's a kind of iconic species, is the tiger. So in India, again, through huge work from conservationists and policy there and protecting areas of habitat, we've seen a doubling in the number of tigers. Now, it's not a huge doubling. There was only about 2,000 tigers left in India, but now we're up to nearly 4,000.
They have left the edge of extinction.
They've left the edge. And you know, what we're seeing is conservation efforts over decades. You know, it takes a huge amount of time and you have to protect the whole ecosystem. But when we focus on it, we do it. And, you know, for that reason, the fact that the High Seas Treaty was passed this year. So this is a treaty among hundreds of countries which kind of protects non-territorial waters, not the waters we own, but those open oceans, which is 60-70% of the ocean. So there's new protections now and hopefully we will see species starting to benefit from that.
Did the USA sign it, I wonder?
I don't believe they did, but there's enough countries now signing it that they have. And look, it's not to say that, you know, warming temperatures aren't still going to be a huge factor. But I think hope is important. Sometimes it can seem all doom and gloom. So as we face into next year, it's about doubling down on the hope and the action.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much and a very happy Christmas.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.